unneeded medications. Keep them safe, clean them out, take them back. Find a collection site near you at DEATakeBack.com. Do your part to lower overdose deaths and prevent prescription drug misuse before it starts. That's DEATakeBack.com.
Keys Talk 96.9 1025 is WKEZ Tavernier, WPIK Summerlin Key, guided by Talon Wealth and GuardingYourNestEgg.com. It is 8 o'clock.
We need common ground, not vicious competition. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. That's what China's leader Xi Jinping says after wrapping up a meeting today with Secretary of State Antony Blinken.
We've advanced our cooperation on fentanyl and other synthetic drugs, the number one killer of Americans between the ages of 18 and 45.
Blinken also says they'll work together on artificial intelligence amid trade disputes, but the biggest American concern remains China helping Russia.
The PRC providing components that are powering Russia's brutal war of aggression against Ukraine.
As the U.S. prepares new weapons and ammo to send to Ukraine, American military officials tell AP Ukraine's no longer using 31 Abrams tanks the U.S. sent last year. Five have been destroyed. The others considered too vulnerable now to Russian attacks. Former President Trump will soon head back to court in New York for more testimony at his first criminal trial. As we await a Supreme Court ruling, who knows when, on his claim to be immune from prosecution in the federal 2020 election-related case. Justice Samuel Alito was worried that if presidents are not immune,
will that not lead us into a cycle that destabilizes the functioning of our country?
Now, Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson feared at yesterday's hearing what blanket immunity might lead to.
Wouldn't there be a significant risk that future presidents would be emboldened to commit crimes with abandon while they're in office?
The demonstrations continue on college campuses across the country. That's at George Washington University this morning. Now, there have also been protests against Israel and pro-Palestinian across the country. Campuses where there have been arrests from Massachusetts to New York to Georgia to Texas out to California. America's listening to Fox News.
All right, Father's Day, graduation season right around the corner. And if you're looking for a really great, unique gift, you got to check out the personalized receiver covers from my friends at Henry Repeating Arms. Now, they're available for Henry's Golden Boy and Golden Boy Silver rifles, which come in three calibers, 22 LR, 22 Magnum, and 17 HMR. Just go to henryusa.com and type in personalized in your search box. Well, there you're going to find a link to the product page with step-by-step instructions. They can engrave any message that you want, up to 20 words, and the process is easy, it's simple, it's affordable, and it doesn't require a gunsmith. Check out Henry's personalized receiver covers if you're looking for a great gift for dads or grads. Make sure you get their free catalog. They mail it with free decals and a list of dealers where you live. That's henryusa.com. You get the free catalog, free decals. They have 200 rifle, shotguns, revolvers to choose from, and you're going to love this company. I know I do.
This is Florida News Now.
Deputies in Hillsborough County have arrested a man wanted for the murders of a woman and her four-year-old daughter.
Give me your hands now! You better show them to me now!
Hillsborough Sheriff Chad Cronister says deputies and a canine tracked down 31-year-old Angel Kuzchuk about 2 miles from the crime scene in Dover.
This murderer will now face the full weight of the criminal justice system for this heinous and vile murders.
He says the suspect and the two victims entered the country illegally from Guatemala last year. Kuzchuk's family and friends reportedly refused to help him hide from law enforcement. Gordon Bird, Tampa.
Orlando's police chief is defending the actions his officers took in a deadly shooting. A man was shot to death during a traffic stop downtown Wednesday. He's identified as 29-year-old Michael Dennis. Police Chief Eric Smith says Dennis fired at officers first, and the officers did what's necessary to protect themselves. A child is in the hospital after falling into a canal in Miami-Dade County. Fire rescue pulled the boy from the water in Homestead. Police say he was taken to Jackson South Medical Center and is in critical condition. The head of state-run Citizens Insurance says reforms cracking down on homeowner lawsuits are getting the attention of the companies that insure the insurers. Tim Serio tells a roundtable that could mean better news for policyholders.
They're very optimistic, I think. They are acknowledging these reforms are working.
Jimmy Petrona says Florida's not alone in dealing with property insurance headaches, pointing to a company that dropped 70,000 policies in California. Busch Gardens in Tampa Bay has announced construction of a new roller coaster called Phoenix Rising. It features an onboard audio soundtrack and will reach speeds of 44 miles per hour. With Florida's News, I'm Chris Trankman.
Hello, my name is Corey McFarland, branch manager at Dex & Docks Lumber Company on Big Pine Key. We at Dex & Docks pride ourselves in being a one-stop shop to provide you with everything you need to build or improve your deck or dock and much, much more. Dex & Docks has over 25 years of experience and is the only supplier in the area to carry WearDeck brand reinforced polymeric lumber with heat reflective technology for those hot keys summer days. We also carry everything you need to accessorize your outdoor space, from outdoor showers, Fendall dock bumpers, to ladders and power pedestals. You'll be surprised at everything we offer at our expansive facility on Overseas Highway on Big Pine Key. Visit dex-docs.com for more information or call 305-902-3325 to speak with myself or any of our helpful project consultants. That's dex-docs.com or call 305-902-3325.
Dex & Docks Lumber Company, across from the Tom Thumb store in Big Pine Key.
Welcome to Good Morning Keys on Keys Talk 96.9, 102.5.
And good morning, Keys. It is Keys Talk, 96.9, 102.5. The talk of the Keys, 76 degrees. Another nice morning underway. 84 for our high today. Tonight, partly cloudy. 74 tomorrow, mostly sunny. 83. Sunday, 10% chance of precipitation. 84. The breeze does pick up towards the afternoon. And then tomorrow, 20-mile-per-hour winds. Sunday looks like about a 20-mile-per-hour wind as well. Tonight still could be breezy as well, so we'll be talking about that and the weekend events, etc., but I'm sure they will continue to go full speed ahead. We now talk to Julie McEnroe from Conch Republic Independence Celebration. Good morning, Julie.
Good morning. How are you doing, Michael?
Doing well. You are always so cheerful. I appreciate that. So, yeah, so it's been a busy week. I'm not sure how you can be cheerful. I don't know that you've gotten a lot of sleep, but there have been just nonstop events celebrating the Conch Republic independence. Certainly enjoyed myself for the military muster on Tuesday, commemorating the actual day of independence 42 years ago. And, well, the Conch Republic was out in full regalia that night.
They were, and they came out again last night for the world's longest parade on Duval Street. Mm-hmm. And now we're all gearing up for the battle tonight in the harbor that starts at 7 o'clock with our naval parade.
Yes.
And we have a rumor every year we do a naval independence parade, and it just seems like every year the Coast Guard decides to come in the middle of the parade and wreck it. We've heard that they're going to be coming in again, but we're prepared. So just in case our naval battle might turn into a great big battle.
Well, the Coast Guard is a tough adversary. They don't give up, but it seems like you always get the better of them, no doubt about it.
Oh, man, we have the best Coast Guard in the world in Key West. They are definitely, they have the Conch Republic spirit for sure.
They do. Julie McEnroe with us from Conch Republic Independence Celebration on Good Morning Keys. So for those who missed our talk last week, the Conch Republic actually is a micronation, did secede from the nation 42 years ago, and then ended up coming back and surrendering. But as a result, it continues really with legend and lore and tradition now too with the Conch Republic, the Navy and the Army and all of the different ambassadors. If people need to know more or want to know more and didn't get the full layout, conchrepublic.com does tell the entire story. But this is the week to celebrate that independence. We also do need to, note Race World Offshore having their races. Second year they're doing this up in Marathon, which is also part of the celebration.
It is, and they have their festivities this weekend, and The wind might be a little not as good as we wanted, but I think it's not going to stop anything either.
Oh, indeed. Actually, I think it was last year the races did get stopped for inclement weather. So I think it was two years ago.
The weather just and we did. We ended up having a few boats that were down there that already that just went out and jostled with each other. But that was the only one that we've ever had to cancel.
Okay, good. Well, so talk about the big the military battle of the sea that happens tonight.
It does. We have our Air Force is going to be dropping toilet paper bombs from the sky. Our flagship Wolf and privateers are going to be fighting the Coast Guard with conch fritters and Cuban bread and water hoses. Water hoses are the big thing these days. So everybody that's in the battle has to remember that they want to bring a dry set of clothes to go to the party afterwards at Schooner Wharf, where they have the surrender ceremony, and then it turns into the victory party. Mm-hmm. So that's tonight, and everybody is welcome. Viewing at Mallory Square, Opal Resort, Ocean Key House, all along Mallory Square is where the parade will go, and then the battle will be focused on Mallory Square area. Yeah. So if anybody has nothing to do tonight that wants to see really one of the most spectacular land, sea, and air events in the world, I think that we have, in the last 42 years, got it down pretty well. And it's nobody gets hurt. It's fought with humor. We think that maybe the other countries should start thinking about doing their wars like we do. It's a lot more fun.
Boy, would it not be? That would be a great thing, for sure.
Absolutely.
Julie McEnroe with this Conquer Republic Independence Celebration talking about the finale of the Conquer Republic Independence Day, 10 days of just a lot of fun and a lot of celebration. And again,
and Saturday we have the bed races are happening. Right. And then there's a pirate sale on the Jolly Rover. For people that want to continue being pirates, they can go to the Pirate Ball at Schooner Wharf tonight. Mm-hmm. And then, or tomorrow night, I'm sorry, on Saturday. And then Sunday we have the Wreckers Race, which is another really beautiful at sea event. And people can book passage on the ships that are going to be in the race itself, or if they want to watch the race start at 1 o'clock, there's probably going to be 60 boats in the harbor gearing up for it. That's another really beautiful event. Mm-hmm. And then at the end of the evening, we have the Gardens Hotel is doing jazz for the Conch Republic. It's their Sunday jazz program, and that's a nice quiet event in a really beautiful setting in the gardens at the Gardens Hotel. And then we close the celebration out, but we want everybody to remember we celebrate our Fundependence year-round in the Conch Republic.
Yes, we do. Well, this weekend is certainly not to be missed. It looks like 7 o'clock is the start of the boat parade. Around 8 o'clock will be the reenactment.
It'll be probably closer to 7:30 because the parade starts at 7. Anybody that wants to watch the parade should be at Mallory Square at 7. Because as soon as the parade is almost done, that's when the Coast Guard supposedly is going to be coming in and attacking us.
Supposedly. But you already call it a victory. A victory party after the battle. So that presumes that you all are going to win.
That's because we plan it.
Good point. So, Julie, also the Key West Artisan Market. That's a new event. And that happens Sunday, too.
And it is a new event for the festival. It's been going on for a long time. And Jill and Sean, the organizers, extended the market one more week to be able to be part of the festival. And please, if you are looking for local artisans, jewelry, pottery, all sorts of things, it'll be. And they have live music also that'll be at Higgs Beach on Sunday from 10 o'clock from 10 till 2.
Yeah. So, Julie, let me also mention and thank the Conch Republic Independence Celebration and all the organizers for not only putting on a number of events that are just a lot of fun, they also benefit a lot of local causes as well. I know the military muster, there was a $15,000 check presented to Wesley House, and I know they were very appreciative. Go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say our CIA gals have done an outstanding job raising money for Wesley House. Mm-hmm. They started it many, many years ago. And in addition to the fundraising that we do during the festival, they do that year round as well. Mm-hmm. And we have really made a point of trying to do events that will showcase not only the community and the beautiful venues we have, but we like to party with a purpose. We raised money this year for the Tree Institute, for the Flagship Wolf Preservation Society, to get her ready to go out and get a new generation of sailors all trained to be able to either take on careers at sea, or if they want to just enjoy their own boats, but just really a chance to learn the basics and that sort of thing. Mm-hmm. And we have the Tree Institute International, who helped raise the money for the botanical gardens on Stock Island. Mm-hmm. We worked with them on a Hot Havana Night fundraiser on Wednesday night, which was a lot of fun. And now it's just kind of winding down, but there's still more fun to have.
Yeah, there certainly is. And let me also mention Sister Season Fund, which helps the local service industry personnel who fall on hard times.
Yes.
The bed races benefit them as well.
That's a huge fundraiser for them, and that's going to be tomorrow starting in the afternoon. The participants will be lining up their floats about 1 o'clock. And people can come and meet the participants, and then the races start at 3, and then they have their award ceremony following that.
Mm-hmm. Very good. Well, actually, our sister station, Party 105.7, which also does a lot of party with purpose, we're going to be broadcasting live from the bed races.
Oh, that's great.
100 Duval. So we're going to party it up down there. They say it's the most fun you can have with your clothes on. So, of course,
that's
we have
true.
To be there. So,
yeah. Being dead.
Very good. Well, I tell you, if people can't get the idea now that Concord Public Independence Celebration is one of the most fun-tastic events all year, they really need to come see it for themselves as the finale happens this weekend. Julie, anything else we missed talking about here this morning before we let you continue? Because I know you have a busy few days here.
Well, anybody that would like to get an official program, get more information, we have a welcome center that's at the Seaport that's open from 2 to 9 every day. We'll also have a merchandise area set up at Mallory Square tonight by the T-Dock. So if you need to pick up a Concord Public shirt, celebration shirt, please stop by. And we're also selling for the first time the Dennis Wardlow Challenge Coin, which is really exciting. And those are available. And anything that we have in our merchandise stores that are set up around town, you can always get online at concordpublic.com. That's the best place to go to find out what's happening, what we have available, and how to participate.
Yeah, most certainly. All right. Well, that's right. ConcordPublic.com for more info. Concord Public Independence Celebration going on through this Sunday. Julie McEnroe with us talking about Concord Public Independence Celebration. Julie, thank you so much for all of your hard work. Thank you so much for the work that the committee and all the volunteers and participants do to put this all together. And we certainly will see you soon. Wish you a wonderful day.
And we thank you for all your support in helping us get the word out too, Michael. Thank you and have a beautiful day.
It is our pleasure. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Bye.
Julie McEnroe with us. Concord Home Republic Independence Celebration. Keys Talk 96.9-1025. The Talk of the Keys. Good morning. It is now 8:17.
Hey, Key West, Danny Hughes here from Two Friends Patio. Welcome to our anti-inflation early bird menu. From 2 to 4 p.m. every day, $15 will get you either Uncle Joe's Linguine with shrimp, or fried yellowtail fish with fries and coleslaw, or a shrimp trio, or an 8-ounce New York strip. So eat your friends and make your friends at Two Friends.
What did you just say?
So eat your friends and make your friends at Two Friends. 512 Front Street in Old Town Key West, or at twofriends.com.
This is Ollie North for Four Star Rentals. Four Star Rentals is the most complete rental store in the Keys. They can provide rental equipment for every do-it-yourself project from your house to your yard. Bobcats, chippers, chainsaws, and tile saws, you name it, they have it. They also deliver throughout the Keys. That's Four Star Rentals. Model marker 4.5 on Stock Island. These guys are really good. That's Four Star Rentals. Go see them soon.
Check us out. What Colonel Ollie North says is absolutely true. We're locally owned and operated. We offer a fleet of delivery trucks for fast all-in-one delivery. Four Star Rentals is the oldest tool rental and party store in the Florida Keys. We make it easy to get that job done for that party or very special event. We're located at mile marker 4.5 in Key West, or just call us and we'll come to you. Four Star Rentals, 294-7171. That's 294-7171. Remember, Colonel Ollie North never lies.
Are you frustrated by weight gain even though you constantly diet? Do you have low energy or always feel tired? It could be hormonal imbalance. Hormonal imbalances, especially as we age, can be the cause of depression, weight gain, mood swings, decreased libido, and many other chronic conditions. At Keys Med Spa, we have helped thousands of women and men regain their hormonal balance with BioT, Bioidentical Hormone Optimization Therapy, and the results are life-changing. Keys Med Spa BioT Hormone Therapy is safe, effective, painless, and affordable. And the big difference at Keys Med Spa, this is all overseen by renowned Dr. Peterson, who has had a medical practice in the Keys for over 27 years. Cool sculpting, Botox, skin treatments, BioT hormone therapy, and more. Dr. Peterson and his team are here to help you maintain your youthful glow and vitality. To see if BioT hormone therapy is right for you, call Keys Med Spa today at 305-587-9183.
Divine Wines, all at your fingertips. 36 Divine Wines, in fact, all waiting to be savored in the distinctive, luxurious surroundings of the Divine Wine Gallery inside the internationally award-winning The Gardens Hotel. Serve yourself at your pace and pleasure as you relish in the tastes and aromas of the most unique and uncommon selection of wines in Key West. Wines not commonly found in retail establishments include some of the world's finest, like Profile. You'll be issued your own personal Divine Wine card, giving you complete control over your experience. A taste, a glass, or a flight to the most exquisite wines found anywhere. And every evening from 5 to 7, music fills the air of the Divine Wine Gallery's cabaret. Monday, it's Mary Spear. Tuesday, enjoy the music of Gregory James. Wednesday features the Kenny Albert Duo. Thursday, it's Mike Dennis. Friday, start your weekend with John Hobbins. Saturday features Bobby Green. And Sunday, April 28th, it's Jazz in the Gardens with Scott Marischen and friends from 5 to 7:30. Coming May 4th, it's the Talk Derby to Me Kentucky Derby Party to benefit the Key West Police Department Mounted Unit. Come, unwind, and enjoy Key West's Divine Wine Gallery, nestled within the internationally award-winning The Gardens Hotel, 526 Angela Street, Old Town, Key West.
From the Talon Wealth Studios, this is Keys Talk 96.9-1025. Talon Wealth is the official financial planner of the Florida Keys. More at guardingyournestegg.com. If it's happening in the Keys, you will hear about it here. This is Good Morning Keys on Keys Talk 96.9-1025.
Keys Talk 96.9-1025. The Talk of the Keys. Good morning. It is 76 degrees. Going to be breezy. The breeze will pick up throughout the day, getting to about 20 miles per hour tonight, remaining that way through the weekend. So keep that in mind. I know powerboat race is scheduled for Marathon. Still should not be an issue there. The big reenactment on the sea tonight that we just talked about with Conch Republic Independence Days, that will most likely be unaffected as well. But keep in mind, if you are taking your small craft out there, most likely will be a small craft advisory. No traffic tie-ups to speak of this morning other than typical construction and school zone slowdowns. But now we do say good morning, and let me just check a couple of things here as I bring that up. Yep, it's Melody Turchell. Melody, I just had to make sure I had your last name right. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Michael. How are you today?
And you know what? I think I still said it wrong, isn't it?
Tishelle, but that's okay.
Thank you. Well, I will try to get that right from now on. So you are Monroe County Recycling Coordinator and Outreach Liaison, and you've been planning an event and coordinating an event for quite some time, which is the Tire Amnesty Days. We had one date as of last Saturday, the second date being this weekend on Saturday, and then it continues for next Saturday. So let's talk about the Tire Amnesty Days and what occurs there.
Yes, so Monroe County is partnered with the Department of Environmental Protection to provide amnesty for Monroe County residents. They can bring in 6 passenger tires, no larger than 20 inches off the rims, free of charge with proof of residency. And this is for any Monroe County resident. So this would include even residents of the city of Key West, Marathon, Layton, and even the villages of Isla Mirada. So just so long as the resident is within the Monroe County boundaries. So again, they're able to surrender 6 passenger tires, trying to keep them from being put in the mangroves or just sitting around and being breeding grounds for mosquitoes, which we're battling right now.
Yeah, most certainly. We were talking with Phil Goodman, board chair of Florida Keys Mosquito Control District, and he talked specifically about tires having standing water and really contributing to the mosquito problem. Besides the fact that old tires are unsightly and they really do clutter up the environment, they can be a detriment to the local ecosystem. And I see here, too, they can take about 2,000 years for a tire to decompose even in a landfill.
Yes, exactly. So the tires that we're collecting during these events will be recycled. So we are hauling these up to American Tire Recycling in Miami, where they'll be broken down into granules, rubber mesh granules, and they're used for repurposing asphalt or road surfaces, playgrounds, athletic fields, and even landscape applications.
Wow. Very good. Well, it certainly seems like a much better use of them than just sitting around the landscape. We are speaking with Melody Tischel. She is the Monroe County Recycling Coordinator Outreach Liaison on Keys Talk 96.9, 102.5, the talk of the Keys. So for people to take part in this, they do need to show a proof of residency?
Yes. So it could be a utility bill, their driver's license, anything that shows that they do reside here within Monroe County. Mm-hmm. And those events are going to be held this Saturday, April 27th, 9 to 3, and then again on Saturday, May 4th, 9 to 3, at all the Monroe County transfer stations. Mm-hmm. So those are located, Cudjoe Key is located at mile marker 21.5 on Blimp Road. Mm-hmm. Long Key transfer station is mile marker 68 on the Overseas Highway. And then Key Largo Transfer Station is 11180 County Road 905.
So if people need assistance unloading the tires, they need to call you, it looks like. But people are expected to be able to load the tires into a container otherwise.
Yes. Yeah, so these are roll-off containers, so meaning they're basically an open dumpster, and they do have a door, so the tires don't have to be hurtled over into the dumpster. They can be simply rolled into the container. But if they still need assistance, maybe removing them from their vehicle, please just give me a call, and I'll make sure that there's someone at that transfer station to assist them. Mm.
So is this the first time this has been done by the county?
Yes. Mm. Yeah, this is the first time we've partnered with DEP on a project such as this, and hopefully we'll be in a position to do this again.
Yeah. So where did the idea come from? Was it the Florida Department of Environmental Protection who started this initiative, or did it come from someone else?
Well, we were doing some research to see what our other options are for tire disposals other than the waste to energy plant where they are burned, or unfortunately to a landfill, because those, you know, that's becoming an issue as well. So just in researching options and alternatives, DEP had posted that they were offering this partnership with the municipalities and counties within Florida. So we hopped on board, got some information, and applied for it, and we were granted the collaboration.
Yeah, and I keep going back to 2,000 years for a tire to decompose in a landfill. That is amazing. So this is certainly a much better way of going about it, having them recycled for repurposing. Again, Melody Tischel, she is Recycling Coordinator for Monroe County and Outreach Liaison on Good Morning Keys. So last week was the first time this was done. Do you have any idea as far as how many tires might have been collected? How busy was it?
Yes, so there were a lot of events going on last Saturday, and it was beautiful weather, and it was Earth Day. So we had just under 90 tires collected last Saturday. Mm. And just from the response I've received by email and phone calls, I think we'll have a better attendance this Saturday. Mm. So we're looking forward to that.
Well, 90 fewer tires in landfills, in the mangroves, and in people's yards is certainly a significant improvement there, and we encourage people to take part. Again, it is this Saturday and next Saturday, the Tire Amnesty Days, and it happens 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at all three Monroe County transfer stations, Cudjoe Transfer Station, Long Key, and Key Largo as well. So certainly a worthwhile program. Melody, we appreciate you bringing this to our attention. Is there anything else, though, you'd like to add about this or any other recycling initiative that we should be aware of?
Well, I would like to offer my phone number for the folks that will need assistance, so again, we can plan ahead and be prepared to have someone there to assist them.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And my phone number is 305
305-509-0325.
Melody, thank you so much for, again, making this program happen. It'll be a great contribution and improvement for our community. And again, we encourage anyone to take part in that who does have tires to dispose of. This is certainly the best way to go about it this Saturday and next Saturday. Melody, thank you so much for being here on Good Morning Keys. You have a wonderful day.
Thank you, Michael. Have a good day.
All right. Take care now.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Melody Tischel, she is the Monroe County Recycling Coordinator, Outreach Liaison on Keys Talk, 96.9, 102.5. The Talk of the Keys, great thing to do around Earth Day as well. Sunny and a high near 84. It's going to be a beautiful day all around. Beautiful weekend in progress as well. And as mentioned, no major tie-ups on the roadways other than Big Coppet, Stock Island having typical slowdowns, as does Isle Mirada. A little bit slower coming down the 18-mile stretch here this morning as well. Traffic will be significant, though, this weekend for Thunderboat races happening, and we remind you of that as well. Keep in mind the Sheriff's Office reminding motorists and mariners that the 7-mile offshore Grand Prix is this weekend. It occurs in the Gulf of Mexico, north of the old 7-mile bridge. Motorists should expect delays on US 1, particularly near Pigeon Key Marina, 33rd Street, and Aviation Boulevard. Mariners will not be able to use the 33rd Street boat ramp during the event, so please plan accordingly. No stopping or parking allowed on the shoulder curb or directly on US 1 during the event. It is now 8:30 on Keys Talk 96.9, 102.5. The Talk of the Keys, Good Morning Keys, continues in a moment.
Key West's newest authentic Irish pub, dining, and rooftop lounge is Celtic Conch Public House, 528 Front Street. Featuring delicious Irish cuisine and tasty pub grub, more than 40 Irish whiskeys, specialty cocktails, and local drafts. Don't miss happy hour Monday through Friday from 4 to 7 with half-off appetizers, domestic beer, and select liquors. $2 Tito's and wine, too. Plus the best in live entertainment. Tuesday, catch Corey Hill from 4:30 to 7:30 and trivia from 6 to 9. Wednesdays, it's Matt Gardy from 4 to 7 p.m. Thursdays, Tom Curtis Jr. Plays from 2 to 5. Al Romano Sinatra in the Keys is on the rooftop from 5 to 8, and Dean Dunleavy is downstairs from 5 to 8. Friday features Gabriel Donahue downstairs from 5 to 8. Lance is on the rooftop from 7 to 10, and Milo is live from 8 to 11. Saturday, Milo entertains from 5 to 8. Lance plays on the rooftop from 7 to 10, and it's Gabriel Donahue from 8 to 11. Sundays, it's Tom Curtis Jr. from 1 to 4, and Gabriel Donahue from 4 to 7. Celtic Conch Public House, 528 Front Street, Key West. Follow them on Facebook and Instagram. Slauncha.
It's the Conch Republic Independence Day celebration now through April 28th, celebrating 42 years of fun dependence. Stop by the Welcome Center daily between 2 and 9 p.m. to pick up your official Conch Republic citizen passports, complimentary program guide, and more. Today at 7 p.m., it's the 42nd annual Conch Republic Independence Day Naval Parade in Key West Harbor, as well as the 42nd annual reenactment of the Great Sea Battle on the Conch Republic. At 8 p.m., it's the surrender ceremony and victory party at Schooner Wharf Bar. For more information, visit conchrepublic.com.
Have you ever thought about what a true fiduciary is? Mike Lester is the founder of Talon Wealth, and he believes the definition of a true fiduciary is simple.
A true fiduciary would not sell you a product that they got commission on. A true fiduciary does well when you do well.
Some of those products could be mutual funds, annuities, or even real estate investment trusts. Mike believes a true fiduciary shouldn't get paid before their client does. And that kind of makes sense. Mike is a true fiduciary who's passionate about those near and in retirement being aware of all of your options and making sure you receive the value you're paying for, because every penny counts in retirement. Reach out for a free comprehensive financial plan to see if there are better options available you might not be aware of. 305-360-1000. 305-360-1000. By the way, this process also reveals if you've saved enough to retire comfortably. So, schedule now at guardingyournestegg.com.
Advisory services through Talon Private Wealth and SEC Registered Investment Advisor. Lord License D056341.
Spring into savings this month at Kia of Key West. Our featured vehicle is the 2024 Kia S Sorento. If you want a mix of quality, practicability, and performance, the Sorento is a great option. The S Sorento comes with standard third-row seating, digital touchscreen instrument panel, Apple CarPlay, and Android Auto. Also, 8 USB charging ports. You get a lot of value for your money. KiaofKeyWest.com. And remember, Kia and the Keys just go together.
Tune in to Medical Matters every Wednesday morning at 8:30 on Good Morning Keys.
Nikki, the nurse from the Key West Surgical Group, will discuss medical topics and questions that matter. Plus, she'll refer to other experts who can help you with your health. It's Medical Matters, Wednesday mornings at 8:30 during Good Morning Keys on Keys Talk 96.9 1025. Brought to you by the Key West Surgical Group, 3136 Northside Drive, Key West. Exceptional care, close to home.
World-class experts, beautiful flowers and foliage, a kid zone, juried artists and crafters, free admission. Sounds pretty great, right? If you agree, then you won't want to miss the 62nd annual Apopka Art and Foliage Festival, April 27th and 28th at Kitland Nelson Park. Check out the incredible flowers and foliage, talk to the plant doctors, and learn more about conservation. Plus, over 75 award-winning artists and crafters, food trucks, and live entertainment. Visit ApopkaArtAndFoliageFestival.org.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, save on select Steel battery tools. Right now, save $50 on the HSA 50 battery hedge trimmer set. Real Steel. Find yours at steeldealers.com. With AK-10 battery and AL-101 charger. Offer valid for a limited time only while supplies last. See participating dealer for details.
The Supreme Court will hear arguments in high-stakes abortion case. Tennessee lawmakers pass bill to allow teachers to carry guns. Anti-Israel agitators chant anti-Semitic remarks outside Columbia University. News at the top and bottom of every hour. Breaking news when it happens.
Stay up to date with the ever-changing news cycle at the top and bottom of the hour right here on Keys Talk 96.9 1025. The voice of Monroe County, yours. This is Good Morning Keys on Keys Talk 96.9 1025.
Keys Talk 96.9 1025, the talk of the Keys. And we were going to have a discussion about Leadership Monroe this morning, unable to get in touch with our guests, so we will mention that Leadership Monroe County celebrating its Class 31 graduation with Leadership Spring Grad Fest. It's a community festival and alumni reunion to be held at 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. this Saturday at Marathon Community Park. So that is another big event happening in Marathon tomorrow in addition to the Powerboat races. So it's going to be busy there. Family-friendly event features multiple food trucks, games, a bounce house, water slide, classic car show, axe throwing booth, Key West Mounted Police Patrol Unit, and the Navy Canine Squad. All-day music, artists, and nonprofit exhibit booths, a raffle glass, make it class, graduation ceremony, there it is, and more. Donation of $10. Children 12 and under are free. So that is tomorrow, 11 a.m. to 8 p.m., Marathon Community Park. So Florida State University campus police made a group of students remove camping tents they had set up at 4 a.m. on Thursday. That in a show of solidarity with pro-Palestine protests on college campuses around the country. As the demonstration continued later in the day, sprinklers dampened the group of nearly 40 protesters. Of course, Governor DeSantis has said this would not be tolerated in Florida. So Tally Students for a Democratic Society has organized several pro-Palestine protests throughout the year, but the demonstration Thursday morning was the first since police arrested demonstrators at Columbia University, Yale, and the University of Texas. The group is calling upon FSU to divest from companies with ties to Israel. University of Florida University students also rallied Wednesday in support of Palestine, according to WTUTF. There were protests on Tuesday while President Joe Biden spoke on abortion rights in Tampa at the Dale Mabry campus of Hillsborough Community College. Those protests targeted the president's policies regarding the Israel-Hamas conflict. In Tallahassee, quote, "We're organizing a protest today to stand in solidarity with the students who are facing repression at Columbia University and other universities across the country as they stand in solidarity with tens of thousands of people in Gaza who've been killed, the millions of people in Gaza now facing starvation and massacre at the hands of the Israeli military," quote, said Oliver Cheese, a first-year student, one of the organizers of the protest. She said police had asked the group to move around Landis Green, a central space on campus, several times because of landscaping work going on around the green and maintenance to the fountains. The students stood around. Landscapers operating lawnmowers circled the green near the students, but the group planned to protest the entire day. Students for a Democratic Society is not affiliated with the university, FSU spokesperson Amy Farnham Patronus wrote in an email. The university suspended the group in January after members interrupted a Board of Trustees meeting with pro-Palestinian chants, according to the Tallahassee Democrat. So, it looks like that has been asked to move, and Governor Ron DeSantis has criticized the protests in Columbia and Yale in multiple press conferences this week. Quote from the governor, when you're chasing Jewish students around, when you're not letting a Jewish professor enter a building, when you're targeting people like that, that's not free speech, that's harassment. That violates appropriate conduct. And yet, at Columbia, at Yale, at all these places, those folks rule the roost, DeSantis said during a bill signing ceremony on Wednesday. Quote, they do whatever they want. These administrators and these presidents of universities are weak. They're scared and they don't do anything. End quote. Governor continues, you do that in Florida at our universities, we're showing you the door. You're going to be expelled when you're doing that stuff. End quote. So, strong words from the governor. Also, in terms of the governor, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis has stated that his state will not comply with changes to Title IX made by the Biden administration, which add protections for transgender students. Quote, we're not going to let Joe Biden try to inject men into women's activity, end quote, the governor said. DeSantis had previously faced criticism for laws that LGBTQ advocates believe harm the community. 840 now on Keys Talk 96.9-1025, the talk of the Keys. Also, the FCC has restored net neutrality rules that prevent internet providers from favoring certain sites and apps. That move reinstates an order from the Obama era that was repealed in 2017. The rule ensures equal treatment of internet traffic and prohibits practices like throttling or blocking certain content. Then the measure passed on a party line vote. Checking your forecast for you again as you're making plans for the weekend. 77 degrees now, sunny of a high of 84 today. Winds up to 15 miles per hour. Tonight, partly cloudy, low around 74. Breezy, though, 15 to 20 mile per hour winds. Tomorrow, Saturday, mostly sunny, high near 83. Breezy again, 20 mile per hour winds. And Sunday, slight chance of showers, just 10%. Mostly sunny otherwise, 84. Breezy, east wind around 20 miles per hour. And again, keeping you updated on traffic, no major incidents to report thus far this morning. Actually, I correct that as I refresh our sources here. An accident with no injuries just appeared, 13100 Overseas Highway. That is in Marathon, Circle K, Key Colony Beach, Circle K area there. Again, accident with no injuries. That could be causing some slowdowns coming in and out of Marathon. And again, keep in mind, Marathon will be very busy for traffic with the Powerboat races this Saturday and the Grad Fest for Leadership Monroe we just talked about, all occurring there on Saturday. 842 now, Keys Talk 96.9-1025, the talk of the Keys. This is Good Morning Keys, and we will return in just a moment.
There's nothing like riding around Key West on a Vespa. Oh yes, Vespa. The name has been synonymous with style, creativity, and fun since the 1950s. Vespa, it encompasses a youthful spirit with its innovative look. Vespa, a truly unique way of expressing oneself. No single vehicle compares to it. Feel the wind in your hair and the unparalleled feeling of excitement as you cruise through Key West, all while making a statement, leaving an impression. There's no denying Vespa was made with the keys and you in mind. The compact style and simplicity of Vespa makes getting around tight spaces a breeze. It's one thing to tell you about Vespa. Now is the time to experience it and make one yours. Visit Key West Vespa, 1618 North Roosevelt Boulevard, or visit keysautocenter.com/Vespas. Let's Vespa.
Spring into a new ride with exciting new offers. With financing as low as 0% for 36 months on select models. Plus additional incentives of $250 for military and first responder customers. Now for a limited time.
Tune in to Medical Matters every Wednesday morning at 8:30 on Good Morning Keys. Nikki, the nurse from the Key West Surgical Group, will discuss medical topics and questions that matter. Plus, she'll refer to other experts who can help you with your health. It's Medical Matters, Wednesday mornings at 8:30 during Good Morning Keys on Keys Talk 96.9 102.5. Brought to you by the Key West Surgical Group, 3136 Northside Drive, Key West. Exceptional care, close to home.
Good Morning Keys on Keys Talk 96.9 102.5.
And Keys Talk 96.9 102.5, the talk of the Keys. We did make contact with Michael Shields from Leadership Monroe. And Michael, how are you this morning?
Oh, what a beautiful, great day we're having here at Leadership Monroe. Yeah. We're actually in the last of our 9 sessions that we began last September with emergency management here at the Marathon Fire Station. And of course, what we're excited about, and I know that's why we're talking at length here, is about our upcoming graduation with our Leadership Spring Grad Fest.
Yes.
At the Marathon Community Park tomorrow from 11 to 8. And we've got a full packed day ahead. Yeah.
Yeah, we do. And I actually gave the details in between our talks here. I did give the details on Leadership Monroe graduating the 31st class Leadership Spring Grad Fest. And we talked here prior to having you on about what that festival is all about and what will be featured.
Yeah.
There will be a full day of entertainment and, well, all kinds of activities going on that day.
Well, we're really excited because, you know, most graduation exercises, of course, are somewhat formal. And, of course, they're traditional. And our exercise over a good 29 plus years was we'd have a banquet. Mm-hmm. We'd have the typical, you know, setting and exercises. But in all candor, sometimes they seem rather perfunctory. Nothing to say about the class, but it was just the setting because it was somewhat closed and it was just the people involved. And we recognize that our mission as an organization, as a nonprofit formed in 1992, was to recognize the issues and the concerns of our community and to build effective alliances between all of the various leaders up and down the Keys. So it wasn't just a Key Largo issue or Marathon or Key West issue. It's a county issue. And so we're the only organization, education group, that as strives and creates a program of immersive sessions throughout the year to build bridges effectively and communicate what those concerns are. And as a nonpartisan, independent nonprofit, you know, we don't have any particular viewpoint so much as educating our leaders about these are the issues. Now, do what you will with them now that you understand what the concerns are, what the issues are, what the policies are, and how our departments run, how our nonprofits operate, what those challenges are. And, of course, we all recognize them in our own backyard, but sometimes it's difficult to see the bigger picture. So we try to give all of these leaders, in which there's a competitive selection, and it's usually 20, 21, 22 individuals from upper, middle, and lower Keys. And so to the point for tomorrow is that we decided last year for the first time and this year now for our second year running to make this a community festival where everyone is invited, and it's not just the select group who get to congratulate themselves for a long and a very rewarding year. But we also wanted to recognize the many nonprofits and the organizations and the community groups that do build our community, and it runs the range from up and down the Keys and all the various nonprofits from environmental, healthcare, education. And tomorrow we'll have about over 24 of these organizations with tents and tables to let the community know what they're all about and to share that information, for which we may be familiar, but now we're going to do a little bit more because now we're going to have the Key West Mounted Horse Patrol.
Yep.
We're going to have the Navy K-9 Corps. We're going to have a SWAT team there as well, as well as Fish and Wildlife with an exhibit. NOAA and the Weather Service, they will also be having activities. It's just going to be a full, fun day in addition to things for the family to enjoy, from a bounce house and a water slide. Mm-hmm. And for the grown-ups, we're going to have an axe throwing, actual axes, not the inflatable Velcro throw type.
Yeah.
So, another addition we're having is a classic car show. We've got about 25, 30 cars, and we even have a NASCAR car coming down from Miami to again showcase what they're all about. So it's going to be a lot of fun, and of course, food trucks and beverages, and the drawing for a $25,000 raffle, which is part of the Class 31's project, which is raising this money for the Keys Swim program that the Keys Parks Department has developed to allow children who do not have the opportunity to really learn how to swim. And they recognize that that's part of the challenge we have, our own children surrounded by water. They need to know how to swim effectively so that they're safe, and of course they get to enjoy this beautiful environment.
Yeah.
So it's going to be a very full day from 11 to 8, and looking forward to everyone being able to join us.
Yeah, Marathon Community Park is where it happens. It is tomorrow, 11 to 8, speaking with Michael Shields from Leadership Monroe, and people can learn more about Leadership Monroe as well. Certainly it boasts some very, very prominent alumni. Pretty much anybody who is a leader in Monroe County has been a part of Leadership Monroe, which is an immersive series of 1 and 2 day sessions examining fundamental segments of a local community, as you mentioned, and gathering information to help them make quality leadership decisions. So this program really has developed future leaders who are now our current leaders and past leaders in the county.
That's exactly right. And, of course, this is also an opportunity for those who are, well, interested, like, tell us a little bit more about it. Come July 1, we start recruiting for the next class, Class 32, which, again, will begin late September or early October. So come on out and see some of the fun activities that we're going to be having. Learn a little bit about the program. Bring the kids. All ages are welcome, and looking forward to a fabulous day because there's a lot happening up and down the Keys.
Yeah.
So we're going to be hop, skipping, jumping around from one to the other, no doubt, because it's going to be a lot of activity, and we want everyone to enjoy everything that the fabulous Florida Keys offers.
Yeah. Michael Shields with us from Leadership Monroe, tomorrow being the Grad Fest, Class 31 graduation, a full-day festival at Marathon Community Park.
Yeah, and just in closing,
yeah,
at 3 o'clock will be the actual commencement for the very class. So
yes,
if you pick a real time, you want to see the actual class, 3 o'clock will be the time, and 5 o'clock will be the raffle drawing.
I was going to say, I have my ticket, so I was curious about when that is as well.
I hope you get lucky.
I hope so, too.
But, thank you.
Nonetheless, I was glad to contribute. So thank you, Michael, for being here. I know you've got a busy day, and we will see you tomorrow.
Thank you.
All right. Take care. Michael Shields with us, Leadership Monroe, on Keys Talk, 96.9 1025. The Talk of the Keys. It is now 8:51.
Hey, Key West. Danny Hughes here from Two Friends Patio. Welcome to our anti-inflation early bird menu. From 2 to 4 p.m. every day, $15 will get you either Uncle Joe's Linguine with shrimp, or fried yellowtail fish with fries and coleslaw, or a shrimp trio, or an 8-ounce New York strip. So eat your friends and make your friends at Two Friends.
What did you just say?
So eat your friends and make your friends at Two Friends. 512 Front Street in Old Town Key West or at twofriends.com.
This is Ollie North for Four Star Rentals. Four Star Rentals is the most complete rental store in the Keys. They can provide rental equipment for every do-it-yourself project from your house to your yard. Bobcats, chippers, chainsaws, and tile saws, you name it, they have it. They also deliver throughout the Keys. That's Four Star Rentals. Model marker 4.5 on Stock Island. These guys are really good. That's Four Star Rentals. Go see them soon.
Check us out. What Colonel Ollie North says is absolutely true. We're locally owned and operated. We offer a fleet of delivery trucks for fast all-in-one delivery. Four Star Rentals is the oldest tool rental and party store in the Florida Keys. We make it easy to get that job done for that party or very special event. We're located at mile marker 4.5 in Key West, or just call us and we'll come to you. Four Star Rentals, 294-7171. That's 294-7171. Remember, Colonel Ollie North never lies.
Are you frustrated by weight gain even though you constantly diet? Do you have low energy or always feel tired? It could be hormonal imbalance. Hormonal imbalances, especially as we age, can be the cause of depression, weight gain, mood swings, decreased libido, and many other chronic conditions. At Keys Med Spa, we have helped thousands of women and men regain their hormonal balance with BioT, Bioidentical Hormone Optimization Therapy. And the results are life-changing. Keys Med Spa BioT Hormone Therapy is safe, effective, painless, and affordable. and the big difference at Keys Med Spa. This is all overseen by renowned Dr. Peterson, who has had a medical practice in the Keys for over 27 years. Cool sculpting, Botox, skin treatments, Bio-T hormone therapy, and more. Dr. Peterson and his team are here to help you maintain your youthful glow and vitality. To see if Bio-T hormone therapy is right for you, call Keys Med Spa today at 305-587-9183.
This is Good Morning Keys on Keys Talk 96.9, 102.5.
And good morning, Keys. Keys Talk 96.9, 102.5. The Talk of the Keys still showing an accident that occurred not long ago. 13100 Overseas Highway, Marathon, just north end of Marathon, Circle K, Key Colony Beach area, near the causeway. So be careful of that. That could cause some slowdowns going forward. We now say good morning to Hannah Edwards from Habitat for Humanity of Key West and Lower Keys. Good morning to you, Hannah.
Good morning. How's it going?
Doing well, thank you. So a busy time here in the Keys. As I mentioned, I saw you at the Chamber of Commerce luncheon. A lot of people were there hearing about insurance rates and some of the news there. There's a lot of effort trying to being put forth towards lowering insurance rates. Not a lot of headway there yet, but that is certainly something that affects a lot of us in the Keys with cost of living increases, and then it kind of creates even more of a need for Habitat's assistance.
Yeah, it's true. You know, we work pretty closely with FIRM to try and get legislation passed to help remedy that, but it's slow work. You know, there was a little bit of good news this session, which is that they were requiring contents, your flood contents, to match your wind contents insurance. So if you had any contents insurance for your home on your wind policy, you then also had to have it on your flood policy, which raised everybody's flood insurance. Mm-hmm. So they did get rid of that, but that's kind of the only good news we're getting. Mm-hmm. I don't see why people who have elevated homes even need to have flood insurance personally. Mm-hmm. It's something we continue to work on, and we're grateful to FIRM for all of their efforts as well.
Yeah, most certainly. So education classes, let's talk about that. And again, these are all kind of interrelated, but Habitat certainly fills a great need, as I just expressed there. But the education classes is something that you're doing now going forward. So let's talk about those.
Yeah, we started doing this a couple of years ago in partnership with the city, trying to get people ready to buy homes at the lofts in Bahama Village. And as we were doing that, we realized there's just a general need for more knowledge about buying a home, how to get ready to buy a home, and about personal financial wellness in general. A lot of our adults today did not learn this in school. We created a program that we took some of the classes that we offer to our Habitat home buyers that are going through that program. And we are now off. I'm sorry, I have a new puppy. You might hear a little barking.
That's all right. Participating. That's fine. Go ahead.
But we are now offering those classes to the whole community. And we've added to that, too. Yeah. We've added classes that deal with buying a home not through Habitat, buying a home on the open market. Mm-hmm. So on May 7th, we have a class on working with a realtor to find an affordable home, how you go about doing that, and how to make sure you choose a realtor that's familiar with affordable deed-restricted homes and programs. And then on May 21st, we have budgeting, which is very important. I think, that's something that I struggle with. It's something that many of our existing homeowners still struggle with. So I'm encouraging anybody to take that one. Yep. That's May 21st. Then we have June 4th. We'll be building and maintaining your credit, which is always a good one as well. Mm-hmm. And then June 18th, managing debt and avoiding predatory lending. Mm-hmm. And, we've seen a real uptick in scams of all kinds, from predatory lending to any kind of scam, really. I think that AI has made scammers more sophisticated. Mm-hmm. And we do see our homeowners get targeted quite a bit. And it's scary. You know, we've had a few people lose significant amounts of money. So we're trying to help people recognize that as well.
Yeah.
These classes are all being held at Bernstein Park Meeting Room. Okay. And they're on every other Tuesday at 5:30. You can go to our website and check the schedule and sign up for any that interest you. Mm-hmm. And that's habitatlowerkeys.org/education.
Okay.
Or if you just go to habitatlowerkeys.org and you look at the What We Do menu item, it's on that list.
Yeah, I see that. So, and these are free of charge, though, it looks. Yep.
They're free, yep. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we provide some water and a few little snacks. And it's just, you know, free for your own knowledge. Really helps people to get prepared to buy an affordable home.
Very good. Hannah Edwards with us, Community Outreach Coordinator, Habitat for Humanity of Key West and the Lower Florida Keys. On Good Morning Keys. So certainly funds are needed ongoing to help with all the initiatives and missions of Habitat for Humanity. But a fun way people can take part in fundraising is bingo coming up May 27th.
Yes. Anyone that's never been to the Green Parrot Charity Bingo is missing out because it's fun and it, you know, always helps a different nonprofit each Monday. So we are going to be there on May 27th, which is Memorial Day weekend, the Monday after Memorial Day weekend. And, you know, it's just always fun. We have fun prizes. We have a good time doing it. Of course, there's Jell-O shot and you're at the Parrot. So, you know, can't really have a bad time at the Parrot.
No, definitely not. No, definitely not.
You know, there's no sniveling. So
that's right. May 27th, bingo at the Parrot to benefit the Habitat for Humanity of Florida Keys, well, Key West and the Lower Florida Keys. So,
and that starts at 7.
Okay, great. Perfect. And then rentals, something that people may not be aware that Habitat for Humanity is involved with rentals, but they also require upkeep as well. So you're looking for some volunteer help there.
Yeah, we've been working. We have two sets of rentals. We have 12 rentals in Key West and we have 12 in Stock Island. And the ones in Stock Island are concrete buildings and they have some serious falling issues. So we're repairing them and renovating them and we're doing one building at a time and it's quite a bit of work. So anybody that would like to volunteer, we could really use your help. We're out there every Saturday morning and during the week. Mm-hmm. So if you would like to get involved, we also have the new families that have just been accepted into our home buyer program have been helping us with those as well. So you'd be working alongside some home buyer families. And anyone that wants to get involved, just give us a call at 305-294-9006. Mm-hmm. Or you can email me at Hannah, H-A-N-N-A-H, at habitatlowerkeys.org.
Okay.
And we can use all the help we can get. We are actually transforming our rental program from just affordable rentals to a home buyer training program. So we're going to call it the Path to Homeownership, I believe. It is not rent to own. That is, you know, kind of a misconception because you are not going to buy the rental unit. You are living in the rental unit. And while you're living there, we will be offering the education classes. You will be doing some sweat equity. You'll be getting ready to purchase a home. You'll be, you know, preparing yourself to purchase a home. And it might be through Habitat, and it might be on the open market. We're not putting any restrictions on that. We just want to have another element to the rentals to help people prepare for home ownership.
Yeah. Very good. Very good program, no doubt. Community Outreach Coordinator for Habitat for Humanity of Key West and the Lower Florida Keys is Hannah Edwards on Good Morning Keys. And let's just mention, too, do we have an update on the store, the warehouse?
We are still looking for a space. So, you know, space is at a premium down here. We would really like to be in Key West or Stock Island because the data we get from Habitat for Humanity International says that we should be close to our donors. Mm-hmm. You know, shoppers will travel, but donors will not. So that's donors as in donors of furniture and home goods.
Merchandise, yeah.
Which, you know, would mostly be coming from Key West. For us. So we're really looking for a space, you know, anything from 2,000 square foot and up. And anybody that has any ideas,